Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTellier along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Herb and I will be here until 4:45 this afternoon. And it's 6:45 kickoff, so we got extended 15 more minutes. And so we'll give you a lot of Tiger talk, also talking about today's game, certainly with the Southeastern Lions. Gearing up for next week when you play Ole Miss. Okay, Herb, before you got legendary, I'll ask you first question.
That was never the case.
You ever had a week like what DJ had last week with five interceptions?
Close.
Four?
I had three.
Oh, okay.
Against Auburn in 97. Which
You were legendary to Auburn folks. You were legendary to them.
I've been legendary since day one. Let's make sure we get. But no, that day I was definitely not legendary. I didn't feel well at all in regards to my play. I thought I let my teammates down in the first half. All of these happened in the first half. And so I really thought that I let my team down. And I can remember Cecil Collins having the night of his life. And he ran for over 6,000 yards in one game, and that was against Tequila Spikes. And Tequila Spikes didn't want anything to do with him. But for some reason in that first half, Auburn had 365 players on defense. And they were all out there at one time. And every time I looked out to throw the football, it's the same thing happened to me against Notre Dame, but I didn't throw intercepts. I just threw the ball away. And I said, man, Jesus, this is way too many guys on the field. What's going on right here? So I'm throwing the ball, and I get it out there, and next thing I know, it's intercept. And the next series, intercept. But the whole point, though, of that story is thinking that, man, I'm watching DJ last week, but what you got to do is get off the bench, you got to go back out there, and you got to do it again. Right. And so what happened is at halftime, we switched a little. We did a little bit of difference in our game plan. Wasn't throwing the ball in the middle of the field anymore. We started throwing the ball on the outside to the sidelines, get me on the run and that kind of stuff. And then Cecil was still killing them and doing his thing. So it was a beautiful thing. So it was wonderful. But I ended up coming back from that and having a really good second half. So it's pretty good.
Yeah. And when you play that position, I know so many times Bob will say that, man. You know, you get way too much credit when you win. You get way too much blue when you lose in that sort of spot. But, man, did he telegraph a couple of them. But I give the defensive back a lot of credit. You know why? He intercepted. He actually caught it.
That's
how
right.
many times we see a guy and it hit him in a bad place?
Right,
boom,
in the
right between his hands, and he drops it.
That's right.
And so, man, I do remember this in the offseason. Corey Raymond told me, Mike, with the guys that I got in the secondary now, if it don't work out this year, you can point that finger right at me.
That's right.
Because Mansoor Delane and A.J. Halsey, and you talking about young man DeMarcus Cooley from North Carolina State, and then you bring in Pickens, the number one ranked cornerback in the country, and you think about you get two interceptions, Spears, and you played nine plays.
Yep.
Nine plays on defense, and you come up with two interceptions.
Two interceptions and one for a touchdown, pick six. The beautiful thing about that, the pick six, was the way that Blake Baker called the play. You know, you got your safeties hanging out in the back, and then your corners are playing on top of the receivers. And then all of a sudden, Spears is kind of just hanging down low and just watching the quarterback's eyes. And when he threw that ball, he went and got it and took it to the house. It was a thing of beauty. And one of the things that one of my good friends and I were talking about this week about what happened against Florida was the way that Blake Baker is using everybody. It's not just Harold Perkins, the way he's using him, or Whit Weeks, or Wet Weeks, or West Weeks, or anybody like that. It's the way he's using everybody. He knows the strengths of all of his guys that are playing for him. He knows exactly what those guys can do. He knows where they can be, when they can be, and all these different things. And I love it. And he's just letting them go and play. That's a beautiful thing. He's not keeping any constraints on them. He's not holding them back. He's allowing those guys to get out there and do what they do. And DJ Pickett got him an intercept last week, which I thought was a wonderful play by him. He was coming off ball for somebody else.
I really think Lagway was trying to throw the ball away.
He was. He made me so.
But you don't see too many 6'4" corners go up in the sky and grab
that. No, and go grab that. No, not at all. And he got that one. That's the first of many, in my opinion. So it was exciting to see that for him, but more exciting to see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
That LSU defense all around, the way that they swarmed to the ball, the way that they bent, but they did not break, you know, and it was really good for me because it brought back memories of those LSU defenses of old. Again, the offense, we can't necessarily say that they struggled. They just didn't play like we wanted them to play. And then one thing we're talking about is the run game, right? And then Coach Kelly had his rant, if you will, about the team and the question and all of that stuff. And I agree with him 100%. It doesn't matter how much you win by, as long as you win, especially against a quality opponent like Florida that came in here. But the run game is something we have to figure out. And what I mean by that, Coach Kelly said all it takes is one play, which I don't disagree. It takes one play to keep the drive going or the game to seal the game. However, I don't know if it's necessarily the offensive line play. I don't know if it's that or if it's a combination of the O-line play and the vision of the backs and not seeing something and maybe not hitting a hole in the way that it should be hit, or maybe not even just making this extra cut and just trying to figure some things out, because it looks to me as if they run a lot of zone blocking schemes, and in that your running back has to be able to find the crease. If he cannot find the crease and hit it, then that's the problem, because at the end of the day, the zone is all about those guys running around, you know, just basically the offensive line just taking it and then going straight left to the sideline, and then wherever there's a crease that opens, just will happen organically, then the running back takes the crease and goes. And I just don't see that happening. Now, if they are running man scheme blocking type things where they're, you know, pulling guards and all this other stuff, which I hadn't really seen.
No, they don't do that.
They don't do none of that. So in that, I don't see that happening. But that is something we have to work on, because we got to get better at that run game.
Yeah, because I think you're not going to be able to beat everybody holding them to 13 points or 10 points.
No.
You're going to get in games where you're going to have to be able to score points.
Yep.
That may come next week when you play Ole Miss. Ole Miss defense isn't real good, but, man, they can put points up on the board. It doesn't matter if it's Simmons at quarterback or whatever. They can put points on the board, but you're going to have some opportunities. Again, this week, Brian Kelly brought up about the injury to Nussmeier that he's fighting through, upper body injury.
Yeah.
He is going to play today, and I think he wants
to. He should.
And my thing is, somewhere along the line, you're going to have to give your backup quarterback some snaps in a game. I don't know where that is going to come from, other than maybe in this game. So I would think if you would get off to a really good start offensively, then you might see the change at quarterback.
So, you know, I agree with you. I would like my backup to get some reps. However, if you can't get him reps because we're not in the position in the games to get him reps, then maybe my starters need the reps. So I get it and understand it. Ultimately, when you think about Nuss and they're saying that he's fighting an upper body injury, what exactly does that mean? And how long is that going to last? And what is it really truly affecting, right?
Did we see anything in week one that would give you that tip off?
I saw something in week one where he
maybe
was limping
his
leg, but nothing with the upper
nothing
body.
Nothing with his upper body.
However, he did throw an interception against Florida that had nothing to do with.
Exactly. That's a mental mistake.
That's a mental mistake, which he should have threw the ball out of bounds at that point. But, you know, and I think that's the thing. Ultimately, when we look at all of these young quarterbacks and these guys who were, because, again, these are babies. They're still babies. When you look at him in his face and without his uniform on, you're looking at a baby, guys. Just make sure y'all know that. He might be getting paid whatever NIL. That doesn't mean he's a grown man. He's still a baby. And he's still learning. And so in that, I think that the most difficult thing about Nuss and what makes me a little bit anxious is whenever he goes off script. And then he's trying to go the extra mile to make something happen. Like just gunslinger mode, and I don't really like that. I like to play within the confines of the offense, but also within your skills level set. And I think that he can play that way if he just decides to just either throw the ball away or go give me 6 yards or go give me 2 yards and get down on the ground, or just make an early decision and get the ball out of his hands. And I think that's the thing that gets him in trouble, is when he holds on to the football too long and he continues to stay in the pocket and he tries to find somebody 6 and 7 seconds down the line after he scrambled right and left.
One of the hardest things for a quarterback, live to play another day.
No. That is not hard. That's not hard. That is,
for some people it is. I'm telling you.
I'm going to tell you, it might be hard because they're being selfish. You can't be selfish. You got 10 other guys on the field, and then you got another 11 guys that are playing on the defensive side, and then you got another 11 in all the special teams, and then you got the rest of the people on the sideline. So you got to play for them, not just yourself.
I get that. But I do think for young quarterbacks today, because people rely on them so much, it's hard for them They think they can make a play on every snap.
They think they can, and you can make a play on every snap. It may not
but
be.
It might be a bad
play.
One, though.
That's right. That's exactly right.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelier along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. We also want to thank our naming sponsor, Map Construction. Map Built, Build Beyond. We'll be back with more of our Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.